And 6:06, it is cloudy, 28 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high today of 52. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch and the Education Beat. A state Senate committee passes legislation that would limit federal control over so-called Common Core standards for math and English instructed in Oklahoma public schools. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman commented after the vote.
This bill, House Bill 3399, maintains the rigor, maintains high standards, but they're Oklahoma academic standards.
The Senate Education Committee voted 11-0 for the measure. It now goes to the full Senate for consideration. As that was going on in Oklahoma City, former Secretary of State and potential Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton comes to Tulsa. She was here to help launch an early learning initiative.
And what is this with the long neck? Giraffe.
Clinton read to kids at Tulsa's EduCare. She's promoting the National Talking is Teaching program. She was joined by Tulsa philanthropist George Kaiser and University of Tulsa President Stedman Upham as Tulsa becomes the first city to join the Talking is Teaching campaign.
Most Tulsa parents understand verbal interaction is crucial to early childhood brain development, but only about half regularly read or talk to their kids. Teaching is Talking aims to close that word gap. Sesame Workshop President Mel Ming says the campaign shares a lot of goals with his organization.
The connection is we want every child to be smart, strong, and kind, and it starts early.
The campaign is part of a joint initiative between the Clinton Foundation and think tank Next Generation. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa firefighters will be going door-to-door in a neighborhood today near 41st and Memorial, offering to check smoke detectors. A woman died in a house fire in that area last week. It was 175 years ago that the Trail of Tears came to an end for the Cherokee Nation. The last group of Cherokees arrived in what is now Oklahoma on March 24th, 1839. Forced from their homelands in the southeast, they walked the 1,000 miles to the Tahlequah area. Principal Chief Bill John Baker marked the day.
175 years ago, can anybody imagine the United States of America putting a whole people in stockades, educated people, property people, and shipping them west?
From yesterday forward, every March 24th will be commemorated in the Cherokee Nation as the day of arrival and survival. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Parker Farms is issuing a recall of all of its products sold at Oklahoma supermarkets. The products may have been contaminated with Listeria, the maker of the cheese spreads and dips sold at Walmart, Target, Aldi's, and Whole Foods. Several Tulsans get help offered during Marketplace Monday to learn about health care options in advance of the Affordable Care Act deadline. The Tulsa County Health Department and other experts offered help at various locations yesterday. Department spokeswoman Caitlin Snyder says you can still get assistance enrolling for health care.
Yes, they can. And what we would recommend is that they call 211 for more information. They can give the 211 operators can give out additional resources and can let them know where else they can go in town to sign up.
Those without insurance must enroll by next Monday to avoid paying a penalty. Our weather forecast, sunny and cool today, a high of 52. It'll be clear and cold tonight, 34 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain likely and a high of 57. Now at 6:10, it is cloudy and 28. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.